We're back.
Yay! Dun dun dun.
This is episode 25 of Once Upon a Captain Swan, and we have returned from our hiatus. How's everybody doing?
Yes. So
Oh my.
happy to be back. Oh my gosh.
It was nice to have a little breather and
Yeah.
refresh.
I'm still
Absolutely.
hungry.
She says, "Well, I'm mid-drink of a cup of coffee." Oh my gosh.
You're welcome.
Cool.
So today we've got myself, Sarah. We have JMO,
Hello.
Kimberly,
Hi.
Lindsay,
Yeehaw.
Gabby,
Hi.
and Rachel.
Hello.
So we are officially 1 month away from the return of season six, but someone on our crew has already seen the season six B premiere.
Oh, who could that be? Who was that?
Definitely wasn't me, guys. I'll give you the first tip.
It
Could have been, should have been, but was
should
not.
have been,
Oh.
yeah.
Yeah.
So, what we're going to talk about today is the ATV Fest that took place this past Thursday in Atlanta, where our captains of our ship were present for a panel and a screening of episode 611. And our very own Gabby was able to go.
Love
So,
her.
first things first, without any spoilers, Gabby, how would you rate the episode?
Like a 1 to 10?
Yeah.
I give it it. I give it an 8. Ooh.
Wow.
Very
Okay.
exciting then. 1 month to go.
Yeah,
that was like a one. So that was great. Because I actually felt like season, like, they've been promising us season one feel since season six started, but I think this one is actually the first one that I actually felt was season one.
Ooh, I'm excited now.
Better not be getting my hopes up, Gabby.
Well,
we all have different tastes, so ours are pretty
Gabby
similar
does love
though,
the eight.
so.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm like, mine and Gabby's are pretty similar. Unks queens.
Well, yeah, there was no angst in here, so unfortunately, but.
No angst, and she still gave it an eight. That's interesting.
Yeah.
So, what do you
So,
want?
what do you want?
tell us a little bit about your day. Like, tell us who you met, who you hung out with.
Okay. So, Chantel, who listens to the podcast and wishes she could be on today, but she has to work. I met her and her friend Hannah at 9:30 in the morning at the theater. So we were the first three there. And like people were cleaning the windows and stuff, and they were looking at us like we were crazy because we were standing outside, like so giddy and happy and taking pictures and like fangirling. It was really bad. The guy was kind of being kind of rude to us at first because he was
Did you
like,
stab him? Did you set him on fire?
Set him on fire!
yeah. I left that up to Chantel because I was giving a friend of mine directions to get there on the phone. So I left it up to Chantel. She handled the thing. She's good.
She set him on fire?
No. But we'll bring
Sure.
matches next time.
Is that what we're doing
Yeah.
now to people? Setting them on
Set
fire?
him on fire.
That's
Make
just
sure to
like
keep the
my
masses
answer to
away from
everything.
Rachel in
Just,
Vancouver.
we have a problem, set on fire.
I swear to God, if you set the houseboat on fire, I'm gonna be so pissed, Rachel.
As long as there's no problems,
You're
we'll be
paying
fine.
for it.
There's no more food. Set it on fire.
Set it on fire.
So they gave us our tickets and our passes, and then they graciously let us use the bathroom. So they escorted us through the theater downstairs. It's gorgeous too. It's like really gorgeous, like
Yeah, Scott is
very
could have
elite.
been.
Yeah. So, as we were coming back from the bathroom, because they were escorting us back out, we couldn't, just run through the theater and try and find Jen and Colin. So, the girl was telling us that somebody from the theater had was dealing with Jen yesterday, and that she was like the nicest person ever. And I was like wanting to die. I was like, oh my gosh, she's here. So nice. But so we were sitting outside. Eventually, people came. Pip came. I don't know. I'm not good with handlers for the Twitter, so you guys have helped me out with Pip.
Pirate hero Killian.
Yes. So Pip and Chris came, and other
Yeah.
people came. game, and like I was, it was funny because we were sitting on the steps by then, and I got a text from Chris, and she's like, "Hey, I'm here with 8 other girls, just letting you know." And I'm like, I looked to my left, who was sitting next to me, and she got up. I was like, "Chris," and she's like, "Hey," like it's me, it's Gabby. I'm just texting right next to you. So that's how crazy it was. We were all like happy to see each other. So it was about 8 of us, and we were all taking pictures and talking, getting to know where we came from. Came from Louisiana. Chris was from Chris Hooperbain, for people that don't know his first name. Came from Michigan. So a girl came from Ohio. Like she just drove for her birthday 10 hours to Atlanta to see Jen and Colin.
That's awesome. If you can, why not?
Yeah, exactly. There's this girl telling us about the story of how she met Colin when he was filming a dust storm in Tennessee. So I don't know if you guys want the whole day or you want just like this is like a long day.
Just whatever you find, you know, it was interesting and exciting. Like, you know,
what was your favorite moment?
Ooh.
Favorite moment of standing outside or just
just the whole day.
The whole day.
Like favorite Colin and Jen moment without spoilers, obviously.
No. Perfect. Because like we were watching an episode in the last 10 minutes. Because we got the front row. Most of us have the front row. So I was sitting next to Hannah and Tori, and I looked over and I saw this guy, and I'm like, that looks like Eddie. And I was like, oh my god, it's Eddie! So I'm like poking people next to me, look. And then I looked back over and it was Adam next to him. I was like, oh my god. So I looked back at the screen, watching some more.
Did you set him on fire?
No. I was just so excited to see them. I didn't care what they did to fucking see them. So then I was watching more of that episode, and then I looked back over, and it was Jen standing there.
Oh my god!
I almost pissed my pants. I was like, oh my god, it's Jen. I've never seen her in person. She was like a little pretty little ballerina with her hair in a bun, and her legs were crossed over while she was standing, and she had a pretty little pink dress on. Like, oh my god. And then I kept trying to look back over to the screen and watch what was going on, and I looked over and Colin was standing behind her, looking over her shoulder, and I was like, oh my god. So it was just really great. That was like the best moment, because I was like watching the episode with them.
Oh. Yeah, because as well, that'll be the first time we've seen the episode as well, so they'll be having like the same wow reactions as well. And to share it with them must have just been really magical.
Yeah, it was great. That was the highlight of the day.
I'm in love with Jen's boots. I need to know the brand. Did you happen to see what brand they were?
Since you were so close.
Rachel.
I know, because that was so close.
It's been spotted. I'll send you the link.
It has?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it has been spotted. I saw a Tumblr post of it. And it was, they mentioned
is
the dress
her,
and
the JMO style.
Sure is.
I think so. Yeah.
Yep. Yes. Oh my god. Thank you. Thank you. They're probably like my paycheck, but I have similar ones.
If that.
Yeah, to all those people that were saying that Jen looked ugly, like seriously, she's allowed to wear what she feels comfortable in.
Who said this? Liked. And we need to set them on fire.
Set them on
fire. We got to
please, please.
See,
that's horrible.
I love Jen's style because it's so feminine and flirty and cute. And I know I could never pull it off, but every time I see her in like these cute little dresses and like no makeup and her hair is like just kind of up or however she feels like doing that, I'm always like, why can't I pull this off? I'm like, I really want to go buy a dress like this, but I know I'll never wear it because all black everything. But, you know, I just...
Like, oh my god, I saw the dress and I was like, Sarah has to cosplay this.
Yeah,
come
I know.
On.
I was like, Sarah's going to find
it.
I've like,
already
Sarah.
Been trying to find it and it, you can't.
At least you have the Comic-Con dress, so...
Yeah, that dress does make me very happy.
I like that one more than this one.
I do too, yeah.
Yeah.
But this one is cute as well.
Yeah.
Can we also discuss Mr. Turtleneck? And
he looks so hot, yes.
Yes.
When she walked on the stage, I was like, oh my god.
How did you not like just fall off your chair or something? I'd just be like,
I was trying to make sure Chantel and Hannah and everybody else, because I was the only one in the group that had met him besides, like in the front row. I was the only one that had met him. So I was making sure everybody else was like, keep staying seated and like not falling out.
Yeah, it was the mom. Okay, guys. Yeah.
Although if they had passed out, I bet you Colin would have hopped down to help them.
Grab them.
Not saying, just saying. He's a gentleman.
Yeah. But it was great. They were beautiful. Like, it was so great to, I was discussing with someone else, it's just how great it was to see them interact with each other, because it's like just so natural. Like the way that, when Colin answered that question about acting, like you could just see Jen looking at him like such pride. Like, I just focused on her. I didn't even listen to Colin very much. I was like looking at Jen, and she looked so like, this is my little child. You know, like she looked so deep with pride. Like,
this is my friend. This is my guy.
Feel great.
I feel like they've gotten a lot more comfortable too with crowds and everything, especially when they're together.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I think she's kind of, I feel like it's almost like she's kind of like, look at you go, look at you. Like,
I think it helps that there's such a strong support for the two of them.
Exactly.
So to be in such a extremely positive environment like that, it probably really helps.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, they wouldn't be going on this huge Colifer Con tour if they weren't comfortable with each other.
True.
Yeah.
Very true. And Jen's face, like, Sarah, you didn't warn me. Her face is just as perfect as it looks on pictures. Like, it's like, as
I told you, she was an in real life princess.
I was like, why does she need makeup? She's just, her face is just so smooth and pretty and like,
I can't wait to have a photo op with her. It's gonna be great.
Yeah.
I know, me too.
She's so small. She's so cute. She's like a precious muffin. Like, she's so cute.
She is a precious cinnamon roll. That is for sure.
Yeah.
Yes. I felt like, as far as online, there wasn't much information as far as, like, what questions were asked. Do you have any, like, tidbits, or can you remember any of the questions that were asked?
That's my biggest problem. I'm so focused on dividing up some questions. But no, I have some notes written down. So someone asked about the guy that did the, you know, help me out with the word.
Oh, the moderator? Narrator?
Moderator, there you go. He asked about,
bless you.
I'm sorry. He asked about season 7, and that's pretty much a yes. I mean, I looked at everybody's faces and they were all smiling. Jen was like, super happy, so I'm pretty much saying it's a yes for season 7. This girl asked, she was a filming major, student, so she asked Adam about how social media help now with, or how's it affect, you know, shows that now.
Doesn't help Adam, but
yeah. Well, it's the opposite.
I mean, they said they get, you know, feedback.
Yeah.
They get feedback now. Because of social media. I'm sure that's pretty much how we're getting a musical episode, which is confirmed. Jen was happy about it. She was smiling. Colin was just Colin, you know. He wasn't really showing anything, but Eddie was saying that everybody was musically inclined pretty much in the cast. Jen can sing, Colin can play the guitar, Josh is from, he did musical theater in London for years, so they haven't written it, they haven't shot it, but they will be doing it. So I don't know if it's going to be done this season or next season. That's my question.
Well, this is interesting because we're already into February. They're going to be done filming at the end of next month. Mm-hmm. So if they're going to do it this season, it's going to be one of the last couple episodes.
Yeah.
See, I kind of hope they save it for next season so they have time to plan it out and prepare and it's not rushed.
I agree.
And it's not like a forced thing, like something they just try to make fit into the season, and then it just ends up being crappy. Like, if they really want to go for it, I think they need to wait and plan it out.
Yeah, I just don't see how there's any time left to do this.
Well, unless they've been working on it for a while.
Well, they must have been, because one of the people who work with Mark Isham was put on Twitter saying, you know, she's been humming some of the songs, like, so they are working on the music, and they are all original songs, but it's just, like, when is the question?
Mm-hmm. Ooh, original songs.
Yes.
That's always a hit or miss, I think.
Yeah, don't worry.
Okay, I mean, I assumed so. But I didn't think they would do, you know, covers of
things. Yeah, like, there's nothing you could really do covers of without it being, like, stupid cheesy.
Yeah.
I'm just imagining now, like, a Disney movie, but, like, Once Upon a Time, where they just randomly break into song and no one questions it.
Kim?
So I actually really like to see them do it between the hiatus, kind of like a one-shot, you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't necessarily have to fit in with where we are in the arc, you know what I mean? Like, because I feel like I worry about the musical episode detracting from the story arc, right? Like, it's something that has not been done on this show before, and yes, it's Disney, but I'd like to see it kind of like the Sherlock one-off where they went back in time. You know what I mean?
Oh,
where
yes!
Where they did it, but then it didn't detract from the overall arc. So I think that would be a really great option and would give them, you know, some kind of nice little carrot to dangle in front of us between the hiatus.
That's a great idea. Okay.
Boom.
Oh, somebody write Adam and Eddie.
Dear Adam and Eddie. Damn, I should have slipped him a note or something.
Damn it, Gabby.
I know. I'm failing. I'm so sorry.
Throw a paper airplane up on stage. Damn it, Gabby.
I was so close, too.
Right on a pair of underwear. Throw it on the stage. Wait. This is damn it.
Dear Adam and Eddie, lock this up. We will set you this. We will set you on fire.
Yeah. Sincerely, Ray.
What?
What?
I like to set stuff on fire.
Oh, yes. Yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
People ask me why the winter months are my favorite. It's because I can set stuff on fire and get away with it. Because it's like bonfire season, so.
Touché.
I know what I'm doing. Good plan.
So, I'm sure people have heard there to me, AU Hook. I'm not going to talk about how he looks or anything. I'm going to spoil it.
Some of us have already seen the picture.
Well, yeah, we won't talk about it, but
I'm just saying that Hook, Colin, sorry, not Hook, Colin enjoyed the process. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Sorry.
And Ray laughed. I'm sorry, Ray laughed. Damn you, Ray.
Ray did laugh. Ray laughed very hard.
Jen laughed, like she, you know, I guess I've already seen the video. Have you seen the video?
Yeah, I saw it, yeah.
No, I haven't. I've been waiting for you to talk about it, so that's what I'm...
So well, they were talking about the filming process of it, and that Jen really had a good time, as far as that went, with that stuff. So,
That had the picture where you posted where Colin was being a goof. I saw the video context for that, and I'm like, oh, I know he had a freaking ball doing that. Like,
that's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
I want all the bloopers from those.
Yes, things, that's what people have been saying.
Yeah, because like he said, Jen pissed her pants. And... Yeah. So I mean, she said literally, she was just laughing the whole time. Like, it was just. Funny, and if you see it in context, it's really Colin did an amazing job. Someone asked Colin a question about the creation of his hook, so I talked about a little bit about that. And I loved it, like when he went into all the different accents, I was like, oh my god, and he starts talking like Hook. It was like,
oh, he did,
oh, yeah,
oh my gosh, I would have passed out.
I would have just, I don't know what I've done, but I've done something.
Because he said they talked about using his Irish accent, and then they said they didn't want him to sound proper British, you know. But then they, he said he speaks lower than his normal voice for Hook, and then he starts speaking like Hook, and I was like, oh my god.
Yeah, I feel like his accent's kind of all over the place. And I think he does that on purpose because this guy's been alive for over 300 years, and he's lived in so many different places, and has so much different, like, dialect that he's been exposed to, so I feel like he's kind of just, because I don't feel like his accent is really anything specific, but I don't know, I'm not, like, a British expert. Lindsay!
Lindsay, your turn.
Good day, fellow listeners. Hello.
Please help us. Where is Hook from, if he was to be put somewhere?
He's just got a, I would say he's just got, he'd live in, like you say, like in a city or something where there's lots of people with lots of different accents. So him being at sea, you know, again, seeing people with lots of different accents. Because the thing is, in the UK, if you go down 30 minutes down the road, someone's got a completely different accent. It's crazy.
Hmm. Good to know. Good to know.
Yeah. So I have a Yorkshire accent, but I would say Killian would just have a general city accent.
City boy.
I know, like when he was answering the question, like I've never seen him so intense with answering a question before. Like he even got to the edge of his seat and was like talking and using his hands and being expressive. And I was like, this is awesome. Like he's coming into his own. Like,
yeah, I feel like there's certain questions that set him off like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's great. That just like, that he gets really excited about to answer.
Yeah. So passionate.
Because you know he's thought about it.
Yeah.
So passionate, I love it.
So Jen joked about AU Hook with Dark Swan. They'd be a good couple. Because she's like, could you imagine all the black leather? So, that was funny. She's actually really funny. She's more like she's funnier than I thought she would be. It's great to see that.
I've just been seeing like a lot of pictures, and they just both look so happy. Like I was saying to you, Gabby, the other day, like they're just smiling all the time, just laughing, and like it just makes me happy that this whole thing just brings so much joy, and I think people need to appreciate it a little more.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've definitely missed seeing them interact, like because I don't know, I haven't really been on Tumblr lately because I've been avoiding spoilers, and I don't follow stuff on Twitter because spoilers. So, like, I haven't been really, like, overly excited about stuff lately. But then, like, when all these pictures were coming out and Gabby was, like, sending us pictures, I was like, oh, my God. But as much as I love the turtleneck, it's kind of reminded me of, like, a 90s Gap ad. But that's just me.
Yeah, that's just too late.
The hottest 90s Gap ad ever.
It's because he had the light wash jeans on. If he had dark jeans, it'd be fine. The light wash jeans and the gray turtleneck was like 90s Gap ad.
Hey, when
but
he had that,
it looked really good.
He had the jacket, his jacket on later on when Jen got her award, and he looked hot. Okay,
what kind of jacket? Was it a leather jacket? Why have I not seen this?
I was sitting behind, and I didn't see him. He had a jacket on until like they got up to leave when Jen left.
You sat behind him.
No, like rows and rows back.
Oh.
Lindsay's about to die.
I was like, how could you like not touch him when he's just sitting in front of you?
I was so hungry, I had to go.
Just a stroke of our hair.
Oh my God, Lindsay!
So we're gonna have to tape Lindsay's hands to her legs in Jersey.
Hot in, like, in Telford.
Well, I'm not gonna be there, so we'll
take it. Jenna's gonna be there.
I will text Jenna and tell her to stay, like. Tape her, like, body.
He has nice hair. Stop it. Sorry, Gabby, carry on.
So what kind of jacket was he wearing?
It was like a
blazer.
Yeah, it wasn't a blazer. It was like a pea coat, but it was, but it was like a waist length. It was like a short.
Oh my god. Was it a black one?
Yeah.
Ugh.
But don't quote me on it. You may need to find pictures. But
did he pop that collar?
That's like how
he
I.
Did, like he know. Did in the when he had that navy blue one on that everyone like makes memes out of now.
No, the collar was sticking out though. I could see the collar.
Can't.
Deep breaths.
I gotta leave. Peacoats. They just get me. Peacoats and leather jackets is where it's at.
Reminding me, I need to go get my peacoat out of storage before I leave next week. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm going somewhere actually cold.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what that's like, so I'm pretty excited for March. Guys, March.
Holy next month. Shit!
We'll get to that.
Yeah, we will.
Gabby, tell us a little bit about Jen getting her award.
I'm trying to tell people. They showed a montage of all her works, you know, other and all the other stuff that she's been in, a house and all that stuff, and she came out and she accepted the award, and I didn't even know Eddie and Adam and Colin were there until she pointed out, so thanks to these guys, like, she points in the front row, I was like, oh, they're here, I didn't know, because I was so far back. But she said, the typical thank you, and she can't wait to work with all the people that were in there, because most of the students. I don't know, what else did you she accepted the award, and then she left.
How big was the crowd? Was the turnout, like,
it was full. It was packed. But he also had students there, which, you know, that's one thing I'm sorry to be detracting back, because, like, all throughout staying outside, they said to us, because, like, the students started walking in around 2, and we were like, no, wait a minute, you said 4 o'clock. And so me and Chantel walked up to the thing, and the lady saw us, and she came out and, like, no, we're not letting you in yet. And we're like, well, what are these people doing there? And she's like, well, the students are doing a special event, but we're going to clear everybody out, and then you guys can go in, because we know you guys have been waiting here. So we're like, okay, cool. So when they were letting us in, we got in, the students were still in there. Some of the students were still in there. So we were like, what the hell? You said you're going to empty out the whole thing. But so that the whole front row was empty. Like
they don't know. And the back they don't understand.
Students. Exactly. Like, I was taking pictures and you're like, all like laughing and stuff. I'm like, fuck you people. I'm here seeing Colifer. So if you got a problem, kiss my ass. Cause
well, I'm sure some of them probably don't watch the show. And it's probably just like, like, that's their class. Like, okay, guys, you guys got to go watch these actors talk for, like, an hour. Like,
yeah.
Ask questions. I mean,
there was one person that stood up and said he didn't watch the show, but, you know.
So. Did they set him on fire?
No. the Adam and Eddie, they did talk about Captain Swan, but usually it's the same old they've been telling us. More Captain Swan scenes will be pleased, but, like, they said that beginning of C6A, and we weren't pleased, so take that with a grain of salt. They did say something about Rumbel, and they asked if there's anybody in the audience that loves Rumbel, and it was, like, literally silent. So, like, a few people started clapping, and I felt so bad, and, like, Jim was looking around, so I just started clapping, too. I was like, yeah!
Please notice me, Jen, I love you!
And, like, I felt bad. I'm like, but I was like, this is what you get, Adam and Eddie.
That should tell you something. Yeah.
Fucked it up so bad that no one likes him anymore. Adam and Eddie talked about returning characters. We'll see Ariel, Aladdin, and Jasmine. Tink.
Tink's coming back?
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
I've been, like, MIA.
Fair.
We talked about Robin Hood and him coming back and his new persona would be.
I didn't know about that one.
Jen talks about her stunt work as far as that scene we all seen with the sword. And they joke about who's under the hood. You know, we all know who's under the hood, but they said, what if it was, they asked him, has it been Gideon the whole time? And, like, Colin joked about, or someone joked about being AU hook, and Colin was like, yeah, that'd be great. Like, at the end of it, yeah. So, I think that's all my notes.
Would you say that the primary people, like, for most part, the people in the audience were CSers?
Yeah, definitely. When they asked who ships Captain Swan, it was like, it wasn't like a ton of time, but it was a lot. Well, definitely more than Rumbel, but, like, it was a lot, but it wasn't like a ton, like I thought it would be. So I'm thinking it was a lot of students. It was like half students, half fans. Mm.
Yeah. Poor kids. What a boring class to go to.
But I know Adam did. Eddie started talking about the whole bullshit that goes on with ships and stuff, and stop, you know, hating. Well, I posted on Facebook about, you know, hating on characters or ships just because you don't like them. So if you don't like it, it's okay you don't like it. You don't have to be like assholes about it, you know?
Yeah.
We're all allowed to have our own opinions. And you don't need to send hate. You don't need just keep scrolling. If you don't like it, keep going. Exactly. Like there's no need to be
The block button
is a beautiful thing. Exactly. Yeah, it's the best thing about Twitter is the
block button. I don't understand why people feel like it's their right, they're entitled, or people care about their opinion. Like, I don't care that you don't like Regina. What's that going to do for me? Like, she doesn't do anything for me. But that's all my notes, Sarah.
Cool. Well, it sounds like, and see, looked like you had an awesome day.
Yes.
And we really enjoyed you trying to figure out Snapchat.
Oh, and I also want to say to the fans that I'm sorry. I didn't want to live tweet. We pay for this stuff ourselves too. So like, I want to enjoy it, like, just like anybody else wants to enjoy it. So I'm not going to be tweeting during the panel.
Yeah, it's understandable. And I also heard that they were being really strict on people recording and having their phones out throughout the thing. So.
Yeah. Better safe than sorry. Row, so it was harder to like take video because people were standing on the edge of the aisles, like looking at the people. So sorry, I tried my best.
I haven't gotten all of our spy gear yet, guys. Okay, like that's coming. us walking around with glasses. They're not glasses.
But I understand what you mean because
you get me kicked out. You get me kicked out before we even get there.
That's the thing. You really need to, you know, with some of these events, you know, it's not worth the risk of getting kicked out just to provide, you know, a couple little snippets of video. So
exactly.
And also, we're paying all this money. We want to enjoy it as well. Like, we don't want to be glued to our phones and missing out on, you know, these magical moments.
Exactly. Like, for Van, I know I spent over, like, $1,000 just going to Van, and I'm not going to be, like, tweeting or whatever during the panels. I'm sorry. Like, I would enjoy.
You're not wrong.
And that's why we will have our podcasts to go over everything afterwards.
Yes!
We'll all be in person together. I don't know how it's going to work.
And all, I don't think so.
Yeah.
In spirit.
Well, like, so... all the cons from now on, we'll each have somebody with us. Cause, like, this one was hard because I was on myself. Like, from like Van and UK stuff, you guys will all have somebody with us to help us out. You take Snapchat, I'll take Instagram, you take Twitter, someone take Facebook, you know.
Yeah. So wait, who's coming to Phoenix with me so I can do all of the Sean stuff?
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot about that one.
Okay. They keep announcing Once Upon a Time stuff, so.
No. Who else is going to Phoenix?
Whale.
Love David. He's so funny.
They just announced somebody else and I can't remember. I'll look it up for you really quick. But yeah. You just told me Sean McGuire and David Anders. Fuck my life. I'll be there.
David Anders is the best. He's such an asshole. I love him. Everyone's like, oh, David's like not that nice. I'm like, yeah, that's why he's great. He's just very sarcastic, and like I think people take it the wrong way.
Yeah,
because he's always been nice to me, and he's fun. So,
and that's because you're sarcastic too. So it's like
exactly, yeah.
Sarah, Karen David's coming too. That's right. So they've already announced 3 Once Upon a Time guests. So I think they're finally listening to me now that I'm not talking to them anymore.
But are you going, Kim?
Yeah, I'm going to go. I mean, especially since the theater troupe is planning on going, too. So, okay. Yeah, I'll go. Yes.
Okay.
Yay.
So I figure, while we're talking about stop one of the Captain Swan World Tour, let's go ahead and make all of our official announcements for the rest of the tour.
Yeah.
So stop number 2 is Vancouver. And woo! There will be 5 of us there.
Yay!
Me, JMO, Kim, Gabby, Rachel. Is that 5?
Yeah.
Yep.
I can count.
Sure, Sarah gets a gold star.
Woo! So we will all be in Van, hoping to cover as much of it as possible for you guys. Going to be basically depending on how well our phones work in a different country.
Yeah, they'll work, but they're going to charge you out the butt. So I highly recommend us getting throwaway Wi-Fi. Cell phones or the Wi-Fi. Yeah.
But I will be recording as much as I can possibly record. And then hopefully, editing together a compilation video to put on YouTube for our channel. So that's my plan, personally, for myself.
I have my giant camera with me. Mm-hmm. So we got two photographers going.
If we can get Wi-Fi in the convention center, I certainly will be posting as many updates as possible, as well as snaps on our Snapchat. So,
no promises though.
No promises because we just don't know how Wi-Fi and cell phones are going to work. However, where we're staying, we'll have Wi-Fi, so we may not be able to post like updates during the con, but at night afterwards, totally.
And theoretically, we have Wi-Fi on our houseboat that we're staying on, so you'll probably get a lot of fun boat updates.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mostly drunk.
In a sauna. Just kidding.
In a sauna.
Spa, sorry.
In a spa.
What is I can't say. Sorry.
Telford Fan Zone. Lindsay, you'll be there.
I will be there. We've also got Storybrooke the month before as well, which, okay, we'll have any call for there, but we will hopefully be getting some stories about Jen and Colin because a lot of the other cast are going, like Robert Carlyle, Sean Maguire.
That is so exciting.
I'm sure we're going to get some awesome stories. So again, me and Jenna will keep you updated on that and we'll do some live updates. Then you get Telford Fan Zone, which is in Telford, which is the middle of nowhere, which is absolutely brilliant. It basically is. So yeah, that's gonna be great. Again, me and Jenna are going. I'll be doing like is just me and Jenna. We're not like Sarah being deals doing about fancy like YouTube videos, but we'll do pictures, some tweets, some Facebook posts, and all that. And you know, we want to meet as many of you as possible, so we'll put out tweets to say, you know, who wants to hang out today? And let's just skip.
We don't have anyone ripping us at Fairy Tales this year. Paris is a very expensive outing.
Yeah. For some of us.
Outing. I like that. Yeah. Not a trip, just an outing.
A weekend away, you know.
Yeah. You know. Sarah and I are having a weekend away.
So Rachel and I will be in Toronto.
Woo!
Very excited about it.
Yes.
Gabby and I will be in Chicago.
Woohoo!
And Justine will be in Burbank.
Yeah, she will.
Is she for sure going now?
Didn't she buy stuff for it already?
Yeah, she did.
Okay, yeah. Cool.
And then
I'm glad she gets to go.
Rachel, Gabby, myself, Lindsay, Jenna will all be in Jersey next October.
Woohoo!
Yes!
The Brits are coming to the U.S.
Yes, taking over.
That's what it named
prepare yourselves. Taking back our country.
We're being invaded.
Please. Yes, you can. At this point, you can have it back.
Britain is here to save you. I rule Britannia.
You better be showing up in red coats, though.
Yes. Well then done.
Or red plaid. Either
red
way.
Red plaid.
Something red.
The red plaid
and
so yeah, that's the Captain Swan World Tour. It's gonna be an awesome next rest of the year.
Yeah.
That's pretty freaking incredible.
What is savings?
I know, what exactly.
It's what credit cards are for, right?
The fact that there's only two conventions that we won't have a rep at is
Three if you count Fairy Tales.
Three if you count Fairy Tales, yeah.
But yeah, that's pretty damn good.
So which ones are they?
Denver, San Francisco.
Okay.
Wait, Denver's such a random one.
I might be able to sneak up to Denver.
Denver.
You should, Kim. That one's cheap.
Yeah, Toronto and Denver are the cheapest.
I should have done Toronto.
You can still come.
We're staying in an apartment, like, on the water.
Yeah.
Oh. What? Nice.
Jealous.
Jealous? If you say jealous, Kim, we're staying on a boat.
No, I just hope I feel better by then.
Honey, you will.
Otherwise, I'm not going to be much fun. I'll just be your cranky mother telling you to get off that lamp.
Yeah, right. It only happened one time.
Making sure none of you drown in the hot tub.
No, we already decided. We already decided we're gonna get those little infant floaty things.
Yeah,
they put for how to float.
Yeah, because I'm gonna be so cold, I'm gonna have to sleep in the hot tub to keep myself warm. So I need to have little floaties to keep me from drowning.
Yeah. Don't worry, we got it. We got this, Kim. We're on top of it.
You got a plan? All right, good.
We got a plan.
You can plan like a lifeguard or something and just be like, stop!
we'll get Kim a whistle.
I was going to say, I need to bring a whistle. My mom's a teacher. I can make that happen. Totally.
No running around in the water.
No running by the pool!
Don't jump into the sea! Don't do it!
No diving!
Leave that swan alone!
Yeah, okay. We're gonna be feeding those swans, like, every day, aren't we?
You're gonna get swans so fat, they're not gonna be able to float anymore. They're just gonna sink. You'll just see their little beaks above the water because they're so
still
fat.
Wanting food.
Yeah. For those listening, there's, like, a family of swans that visits the houseboat that we're staying on, and I'm like, how appropriate is that?
That kind of was, like, what sold us on the houseboat.
It literally was. Besides
like,
the price,
we were just
okay.
Like, swans, done.
No shame.
It's meant to be.
Wait, was there not a question? A Tumblr question?
Oh yeah. No? Oh yeah. No.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, there was.
There was?
It was, since we've been getting there's been speculation about a Captain Swan wedding. Or a proposal or whatever. Where do we think Killian would wear his ring?
Oh, yeah.
On his dick.
Oh, my God! I knew that was coming.
Who said that?
That was
Lindsay.
Lindsay went there. For once, it was not me. I'm no longer alone. It vibrates too.
What question?
Oh, right.
I walked into it.
It's too far.
Say that too, Gabby.
Yeah, I would agree.
I kind of think he would get rid of his other rings that he wears as reminders, and I feel like they would wear their rings on their right hands instead. And instead of it being a reminder of like a trophy for like hurting people, it's like kind of like the final step in turning over a new leaf for him. Aww. And like,
so poetic, Rachel.
I know. Rachel? I go from dick jokes to.
You gotta stick to one extreme, honey, okay?
I'm crying over Lindsay's comment, and now I'm crying over the feels. It's just an amalgamation of all different...
We're back, guys!
He would get rid of the rest of his rings, and he would only wear his wedding ring, and that'd be, like, kind of the final, like, turning point in his redemption arc to... And I feel like he'd be really self-conscious. I have a lot of headcanons about this, guys, okay? I feel like he would be very self-conscious and upset that, like, he couldn't wear it on his left hand and, like, because he doesn't have a left hand. And then Emma's going to be like, boy, you stupid. Listen, I don't care. We will wear it on our right hands because all that matters is that we're together, blah, blah, blah. And segueing into mine and Sarah's headcanon that we really want. Mm-hmm. Sarah, you wanna go there?
Okay, so a large majority of the fandom seems to have these headcanons of this fairy tale, picture-perfect, like, picket-fence wedding with the two of them, you know, and Emma in some beautiful princess gown. No. That's not what I want. I want Pirates of the Caribbean 3 at World's End. Will and Elizabeth get married in the middle of an epic battle on the ship, in the middle of, like, a massive
sword
storm.
Fighting! And they can parallel it to their first sword fight back at the portal.
Wait, can David be the officiant? Is he the sheriff?
Yes!
I just don't see them having, like, this cookie-cutter perfect fairy tale wedding. I just don't think that's them.
Or I see them doing something really simple by themselves, like on Grey's Anatomy, where they, like, wrote on a post-it note, like, okay, we're married!
Even, like, okay, like, look at Snow and Charming's, like, first wedding, you know, which was just out by the lake. Like, that, even that is so much more Emma and Killian, I think. Just something that's not, like, a cliche fairy tale wedding. Because that's actually not what they are. Like, she's not the cliche princess. It's just not what I see happening for them.
Yeah. I also would rather have Granny officiate because I want all of Granny's, like, dirty one-liners or, like, her weird jokes.
Or her thirsting over Killian and whatever he's wearing.
Yeah.
What's it gonna wear?
As long as it's not Archie.
Okay, how about this? We need to do, like, a wedding headcanons episode. Just, like...
Oh, with Thanksgiving. Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah.
Oh, who was the one? Who was it? It was the same person that asked this question, I think. That also agrees with me that food should not touch.
Yeah.
I can't remember her.
I have it screenshotted.
Well, I love you, and thank you for agreeing with me.
It was the Savior 28.
I'm trying preaching now. Don't go Savior 28. Sorry.
Try English.
I'm really hungry.
And I'm eating pizza. She's finally getting to eat. She's so happy.
All right, well, that about wraps up our little recap of ATV Fest. So thank you, Gabby, for sharing your awesome day.
Welcome. It was awesome. We live it every day until the end. Thank you.
We will be back soon with another rewatch episode to be determined.
Yeah.
As always, you can follow us on all of our social media. We are OUACS Podcast on Twitter, Tumblr, Instagram, Facebook, WordPress, YouTube. You can email us on Gmail, same name. And you can listen to us and subscribe to us on YouTube, iTunes, Audioboom, and Pocket Casts.
And we are on Snapchat.
We are now on Snapchat, but we are not going to use it unless we are at events.
Yes. We're drunk.
Or drunk accidentally, yes.
Yeah. That's the only account I have, so if you see something weird, it's me.
Gabby is in charge of the Snapchat.
Which is hilarious.
Gabby has a Snapchat stick.
No. Horrible. Worst convention ever.
So, thanks for listening, and we will see you guys next time. Bye!
Bye!
Bye! Bye.